Good afternoon, this is Kate Moore for the National Park Service. Today is the 3rd of July, 1994, and I'm in Farson, Wyoming, at the home of in June 1920, at the age of 9.5 years old. Mm-hmm. Would you please begin by giving us your full name and date of birth?
Mary Bernard, February the 2nd, 1911.
How do you spell Bernard?
B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born?
In Skopje Loka, Yugoslavia.
Could you spell that, please? How do you spell the name of the city? Could you spell it?
S-K-O-F-A.
F-I-A.
It's right on that thing
over
there. Yeah,
we'll get it later because it's the same actually as the one before. Yeah. That's all right. What was your married name?
Mary Radosevich.
And how do you spell Radosevich?
R-A-D-O-S-E-V-I-C-H.
All right. Now, what size town was your hometown in Slovenia?
I don't know that.
Okay, what did the town look like? Could you tell us what the town looked like in terms of its area in Slovenia?
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. And what was the major industry of the town? Do you remember? You were only 9 when you left,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, farming, I think, mostly.
Okay.
Farming.
What was your father's name?
Blaž Bernard.
And how do you spell his first name?
B-L-A-Z.
Mm-hmm. And what was his occupation?
He was a carpenter.
A carpenter, okay. And what did your father look like? How tall was he, would you say?
Oh, he was about 5'7".
5'7"? And how about his eye color? Do you remember his eye color?
No, I wouldn't know.
His hair?
Brown hair.
Brown hair, huh? Mm-hmm. And what about his personality and temperament?
Well, I didn't know him till I come over here.
So he left here first for the United States. Okay. And is there a story about your father that you remember from your childhood, even after you came to the United States? Is there anything about your dad you remember?
Well, not too much. Just that passport, you mean?
You're being a little shy with us now, but you'll be all right. We'll get going.
Well,
Andrew.
Oh, just when he come in to the United States,
mm-hmm.
he come on his passport, which my uncle come on the same passport.
So he lent his passport to your uncle?
Yeah.
And so they both came on the same passport?
On the same passport, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about your mother's name? What was your mother's name?
Svolchuk. Ivana Svolchuk.
Could you spell that, do you think?
S-V-O-L-J-A-K. S-A-K or something like that.
Okay, we can check it later.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
Ivana Kaučić, I think was her. No, my mother's maiden name was Folchuk.
Folchuk. Uh-huh. And how do you spell that?
S-V-O-L-S-A-K.
Mm-hmm. And what was her occupation, your mother?
Well, she just stayed at home.
She took care of the kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
What did she look like, your mom? How tall was she about, or how would you describe her?
I don't know. What would she be, about 5'6", something like that?
5'6", and mm-hmm. what color hair did she have?
She had brown hair.
Brown hair. Do you remember
mm-hmm.
her eye color at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right, most people don't, actually.
No.
All right, what about her personality and her temperament? What about your mom? How would you characterize her to somebody else?
Well, she was real good-natured, stayed home all the time.
Yeah, what were her chores around the house?
Just housework and cooking.
Did she work at all outside the house?
No.
Okay. What about her you said personality, she's good-natured.
Yeah.
Was she like people? Was she
She did. She liked it.
Okay. Is there a story about...
Can we stop it a minute?
Yeah, just... All right. Now, describe your mom a little bit more. What do you remember about your mother? Anything unusual?
Well, she just stayed at home on Saturday nights. They used to go out and party from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
dances.
And she liked to cook, your mom?
Yeah, she liked to cook. She had certain things. She liked her chickens. She always had her own chickens. They always made their own sausage.
And what type of things did she cook then?
Well, she cooked chicken soup, and she made a lot of dumplings and noodles. Always made that at home.
Mm-hmm. And what about your brothers and sisters? Could you name your brothers and sisters, please?
Well, I just had a brother, and he died right after we got over here.
What was his name?
Anton.
Anton. Mm-hmm. And was he older or younger than
you? No, he was younger than I was.
How many years younger was he?
About two
years 15 younger.
15 months, something like that.
Okay. What about your house back in Slovenia?
My father started building a house, and he didn't finish it, so we stayed there and then left it to my aunt, to my aunt. My mother did.
What was that house made of when he was building it?
Just brick.
Of brick, right. Mm-hmm. And how large was it? How many rooms?
Oh, there was quite a few rooms, about four rooms downstairs, and the upstairs wasn't finished. Mm-hmm. My uncle finished that after.
How was your house heated back home?
Just wood.
By wood stove?
Mm-hmm.
And was there a garden?
Yeah, we had, like maybe 2 acres, and we had raised our own vegetables.
What type of vegetables? Like what type?
Potatoes and carrots and turnips.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, and what about, what kind of furniture was in their house?
Well, just homemade furniture, mostly.
Homemade furniture, okay. And what about plumbing? Was there indoor plumbing or outdoor plumbing?
No, just outside.
Outside, okay. And what about the lights? How was it lit, your house?
Oh, it had those kerosene lamps.
Mm-hmm. And who else lived in your house besides, did anyone else, your grandparents live with you?
No, the grandparents lived away, but little ways, like maybe a mile or two. We spent a lot of time with them.
And whose parents were they?
My mother's.
So your mother's parents lived about a mile away. What about your father's parents?
They lived quite a ways.
Did you ever see them?
Oh, yeah.
How often did you see your father's parents?
Well, not very often. They died just before we left over here. They were real old.
Mm-hmm. And what did your father's father do and mother do?
They were in cement business.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's father and mother, what did they do?
He was trucking from Ljubljana up to our town.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me about your grandparents' house. What was it like?
Oh, my mother's parents, they had a great big stucco house, and it was big.
And was that in town or out of town?
A little ways out of town.
It was your house in town or out of town?
No, it was a little ways out.
How far was a little ways by?
Oh, but like our house was the land that my mother got from her father was about a mile away, and it was out of town.
So the land that your house that your father was building,
mm-hmm.
with family?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, So, who were you closest to in the family, your side of the family? Mm-hmm. Any particular person? Your mother's side of the family. Mm-hmm. Any particular person? Grandma or grandpa?
Oh, we lived close to my grandmother and grandfather. Mm-hmm. My brother and I used to go over there quite a bit.
And tell me about their house. You said it was a big stucco house.
Yeah.
And how many children did they have, your mother's family, your grandmother? Do you remember?
There must have been five or six.
Mm-hmm. And did he said he did trucking.
Mm-hmm. With the wagon.
With the wagon. Was he also a farmer?
Yeah, he done just a little farming, but mostly trucking, though.
Do you have any stories about your grandparents at all that you remember? Anything about them funny or?
No, I don't. Like on my father's side, they lived quite a ways away from there. I didn't see them too often.
Mm-hmm. And on your mother's side?
On my mother's side, they just mostly stayed at home, mm-hmm. that I can remember.
All right. And what about religious life? What were you religious?
Oh yeah, the Catholic church.
You're Catholic.
We went to church all the time. Yeah.
You say all the time. How often did you go?
Well, like on Sundays. Always went on Sundays.
All right. And how far away was the church?
Oh, it was like maybe.
Like? Do you remember the church? What it looked like?
Oh, yeah. It was a big church.
Did it have, how did it look in terms of a church? Could you describe it a little bit to us?
I don't know. It's just a church, more like most of these.
Was it made of stone, the church?
Yeah.
Like the houses?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have prayers before meals, grace? Did you say that at home?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And did you say the rosary every night? Or prayers at night?
No.
But before meals?
But they had prayers before meals.
Mm-hmm. What were your favorite holidays as a kid back home?
Well, like Christmas and Easter.
And why did you like those the best?
Well, they always had something good.
What was your favorite food? Do you remember?
Pizza was one. That was at Christmas time and Easter time.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a tree at Christmas? A Christmas tree?
No, I don't think so, no.
Did you give gifts at all?
Not too much.
What did you
the
do?
The kids mostly got stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And how did you celebrate? How was Christmas special then? What did you do that was special at Christmas?
Well, they always went to church and then just stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat a big meal?
Yeah.
And what was the type of meal you would eat?
Well, usually had some kind of meat that we didn't have every day, and then I always had pizza and cookies like that.
Cool. And Easter, how was Easter special?
Yeah, that was special. Always went to church and always had a lot of good stuff to eat. Easter eggs.
Did you color eggs?
Yeah.
Is there any other Easter food that was different?
Well, they had pizza and flansate.
Mhm. We'll have to get how to spell those afterwards. Okay. And did you go to school when you were in Slovenia? Where was the school in relation to your house?
Oh, it was quite a ways down, but we walked. Must have been a couple of miles anyway.
And you walked to school every day?
Oh, yeah.
And how big was that school? How many rooms?
Well, there's quite a few rooms there. I don't know just how many it would be.
How many other kids were in the class with you? Do you remember?
Oh, there was a lot of kids. Yeah.
What would you say, like a number?
Like about 20.
20 with you in the class. What was your favorite subject in school? Did you have one?
No, we just had to do everything.
And did you like anything especially?
I don't know. I don't think so. You just, over there, you just had to do what you had to do.
And what about teachers? Do you remember your teacher's name?
No, I don't. One of them, when we were back there, my cousin went to show us on a grave. Roberta something, but I wouldn't know.
Do you remember any of your playmates, your childhood friends still?
No, my cousin was one of them. She's my age. And the others, I don't remember their name, but there was a lot of kids come from different places farther away, and they stayed right there in town and went to school.
Do you keep in contact with any of those people from the childhood? How about your cousin? Do you keep in contact with your cousin?
Yeah, once and just around holidays, I do.
On the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Did you learn any English prior to coming to the United States?
No, gosh, no. Nope.
All right, and what about your entertainment? What did you do for fun when you were a kid? What type of games did you play?
I don't know. I don't even remember playing any games.
Well, you came here a lot younger. You came here at 9, so.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything back about that time about game playing?
Oh, yeah. Our neighbors there that played that kick the cans hopscotch.
Yeah. Did you use any rope games at all as a child? Did you jump rope?
No, after we come over here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now how did you get to the United States? Who came first? You mentioned your father.
Yeah, my father came first.
And how did he come here?
By boat.
By boat, but how did he get the money to come here? Did someone sponsor him?
Well, I guess they just all pitched in together and saved their money.
Yeah, they all pitched in and saved their money, and who's they?
My grandparents.
So you think that your grandparents put the money together?
Well, they did some.
Uh-huh. And
well, my father worked a little bit too, so.
And what year did your father come to this country?
1913.
Okay. Now you can do that as much as you want.
Oh.
Okay. 1913. And where did he come to when he came
Right, to Rock Springs.
To Rock Springs. And what did he do here?
Went to work in a coal mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you were left home with your mom and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stay in the same house?
Yeah.
When you mentioned the United States unfinished, was it because he came to the United States?
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you remember him leaving for the United States? You were very young.
I was only about 2.5.
Right. Okay. So did your mother tell you anything about the United States before you came?
Well, she just said we're going to come. But the war started, so we were there. And my mother worked out on the farms, different farms.
And when the war broke out, did you have any hardship at home? Did you eat?
Well, we stayed with my grandparents most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And why was that? Why do you?
Because they were the one that fed us. My mother would go out in the field and work for a little bit. And
did you receive any letters from your father during that time?
Mm-mm.
Do you think your mother heard from your father during the time?
No, I don't think she did.
How do you know that? Did she say so?
Yeah, she said it. After the war was over, why she started getting letters. And
so during the wartime, there was a time when you heard nothing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
The letters you did get, do you remember them reading them to you or saying what was inside the letters?
No.
All right.
I don't remember any of that.
Do you remember your mother's attitude about coming to the United States? Do you know if she wanted to come?
Oh, yeah, she was anxious to come. But she didn't like it after she got here.
We'll get to that. Okay. But how about your grandparents? Did they want your mother to go?
Well, I guess in a way they did, and I guess in a way they didn't.
Do you remember them saying anything at all when you were a child?
Oh, my grandmother, she cried. But most of them, the ones that had anybody over here, was ready to come.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember getting ready to come to the United States?
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to do to come here?
Well, my mother had to go to Belgrade to get the passport.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go clear to Belgrade. It took quite a while to get that.
Who took care of you when she went to Belgrade?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And did you continue to go to school this whole time, right mm-hmm. up until the time you left?
Yeah.
Okay, so she went to Belgrade to get the passport.
Mm-hmm.
What else did she have to do? Do you remember sitting for this photo that's in front of us?
Yeah.
Where was this taken?
Right down in Shkofia Loka, right down in town there.
And this passport shows that you are actually dressed in a very pretty dress. Did you have any new clothes made to come to the United States?
I had that made, yeah.
You had this dress made.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this dress made?
Right there in town.
And did your mother and your brother have their clothes made too for the picture?
Yeah, I think my mother did. I don't know what they got my brother's clothes.
And okay, so tell me about this time. You remember the picture, and you remember getting her the
mm-hmm.
passport. What was the feeling of that time?
Well, we just knew we were going to go.
And what about your house? What did you do with your house?
We gave it to my mother gave it to her brother to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of kids, so she let them stay in there.
And what did you do with what was inside the house, all your possessions?
Just left everything there.
You left everything. Do you remember packing?
Yeah.
What did you take with you?
Not much.
Like what? You only had a little bit to take.
Yeah,
a
little bit. And my grandmother fixed us a bunch of dry bread, and we took on a train with us when we went to Trieste.
So let's back up a little bit. Did you bring anything special with you back from home? A Bible, a doll, anything?
Mm-mm.
No. Do you have anything Mm-mm. now from your old home that you had brought with you? Does anything survive?
Mm-mm.
No. But you say your grandmother made this basket.
Yeah. No, she had it one of those big rags that she folded up and tied the knot, and she'd give us that dry bread to eat on a train, I don't know. Because we had quite a ways to go on a train.
And was there anything else in that besides bread?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And before you left, did they give you a big dinner or a party before you left?
Mm-mm. One thing. There was no parties, I don't think.
And okay, so So now you're about to leave. How did you get to the boat to leave?
We got, my grandfather took us on a wagon on a to the train, and then we went by train down to Trieste.
When did you leave? Do you remember the date you left?
No, it was, we were down in Trieste, about 2 days waiting for the boat.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember getting, do you remember saying goodbye to your grandparents?
Oh, yeah.
And what was that like? What happened?
No, we just said goodbye.
Did they come with you to the train?
No. Just my grandfather took us down.
To the train.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one went to the boat, actually?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. People didn't go anywhere that time like they do now.
Mm. Okay, so on the train, do you remember the train trip?
Well, just we were on a train, and when they saw all that water, why, it was something different.
Had you ever seen an ocean before?
No.
Had you ever been on an ocean before?
Mm-mm.
Were you wearing, what clothes were you wearing when you went on the train?
Well, just had some of the clothes that we had, dresses.
Mm-hmm. And were they made especially for the trip?
Well, we just had them to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother pack anything for herself from her home? Anything, like candlesticks, anything at all?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. When you got to Trieste, what do you remember about staying there? You said you stayed a few days.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we were waiting on a boat there, stayed in this big hotel.
And who gave you that hotel? I mean, was it, did you pay for it, or was it part
of the
boat?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was with the ticket.
Mm-hmm. And what type of accommodations were they? What, like, do you remember the room or anything? Do you remember much about that? You're only
no,
nine.
No, I don't.
Okay. How about the boat? Do you remember the boat? What it looked like?
Yeah, it was an old boat.
What was the name? Do you remember the name of the boat?
President Wilson.
The President Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And how, what were the accommodations in the boat that you had there? What class?
It was third class. It was awful. That was right after the war, and they were not fixed up much yet.
And when you say it's awful, what means awful? What was awful?
Dirty.
It was dirty?
Dirty.
And what about, where were you? You have your own cabin?
No, they had decks.
Mm-hmm. And they had bunk beds, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sheets? Did they give you linen?
No, I don't know. No.
Mm-hmm. How about the food? Do you remember the food?
Oh, I don't know. We just had 10 cups. They give you your dishes, 10 cups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of food they all had.
Was the voyage, how long was that voyage that you had?
21 days.
21 days. And mm-hmm. What were the sea conditions? Was it a smooth trip?
Yeah, no, it was. I know one place we stopped for a few days, it was real rough.
And were you sick?
I don't know, just, yeah.
Was your brother sick?
Yeah, we were all sick.
And so, how long did that last? Were you sick the whole trip?
Oh,
or?
No, not the whole trip.
Mm. Okay, what do you remember about the boat trip? Did you have any fun on the boat?
No. I don't remember any fun. We just stayed in one place all the time.
Mm-hmm. And did you
ever, we had to go once in a while up on a deck, and that's about it.
And on the deck, was anything unusual happen there? Anything you've never seen before?
Mm-hmm. I've never been anywhere else before.
So everything was new.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you were in the rough, smooth seas, what would the other passengers react? The rough seas. What would the other passengers react?
Oh, they were all scared too.
Were any people praying or anything?
Well, I don't know if they were praying or what they were doing, but it was rough. I know the water just splashed on the boat a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. And you were only nine, so you were a child. Were you able to play on deck at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you remember seeing land for the first time then?
Yeah, there was times you didn't see any land, and then you see land far away.
And what did you see first? Tell me what it was coming into the harbor.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, you're only nine.
Yeah.
What other nationalities? Who was on the boat, actually?
Oh, all kinds of nationalities.
Were other people from your hometown on the boat?
Well, there were some people from, that was our neighbors there, our friends that were there.
Mm-hmm.
this woman, and she had a boy and a girl, like we did.
Do you remember their names?
Cricks. Gasper Cricks.
And they were from the same town? And where were they headed?
Come to Rock Springs, yeah.
So you had two families going to Rock Springs in this boat. Did you have anything dangerous happen during the voyage or anything unpleasant besides the bad conditions?
Some kid fell down off the ladder somewhere and got hurt real bad. We had to go to down into the hospital and see him, but that's about the only thing that I can remember.
So a kid got hurt or a sailor?
A little boy.
A little boy got hurt and went to the hospital. There was a section for medical care on the boat?
Yeah.
All right. And he, what happened to him? Do you know?
I guess he just got hurt bad.
All right. And but other than that, you didn't have any...
No, I...
Do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty for the first time? No.
I didn't even know what that was. You know, you don't, over there in the school, you don't read about all that. You didn't that time anyway. I imagine they do now.
When you got to seeing land for the first time, were people on deck? Were you on deck when land was seen?
Oh, yeah.
And was the boat, what were the conditions of the boat? Was it crowded or was it?
Oh, yeah, it was crowded. Yeah. A lot of people come over.
And so were you allowed to go in any other class? The second class or first class?
I don't even know if there was any other class.
Okay. Do you remember Ellis Island at all?
Oh, I remember when we were there when they were checking us out.
Okay, yeah. So the boat came in. Did you remember seeing the big buildings in New York or the skyline at all?
Oh, I remember seeing buildings, but we didn't know what it was.
You had no reference point, probably. Yeah. Okay, so you're on the boat. Now, how did you get to Ellis Island?
Well, got off the big boat. They put us on a little boat and took us over.
And how, the little boat, did they put a lot of people on that little boat?
Oh, yeah. It was...
Did you have a medical examination before you left for your country?
I didn't.
Did you have any shots at all?
Mm-mm.
No. When you went on this little boat and you went into Ellis Island, tell me what happened. So the little boat came to the harbor, then what happened?
Well, we just went out.
What building was that?
I'm out.
What building was that?
I imagine it was Ellis Island. Right?
Yeah, do you remember anything about the building?
Oh, just where they went through those bars and that, where everybody went through.
Yeah. You're only a little girl now, and you're going through those bars. And was there any time in which you were frightened that you'd be sent back? Did your mother talk about that?
No, nobody said anything. Okay. There was one lady that they kept over there, but I didn't know why.
And did anybody beforehand tell you anything about Ellis Island? Did they call it anything? No, so you
never,
didn't, that you knew?
Never heard of it.
Okay, and... What did they do when they checked you there? What happened? What did they do to you at Ellis Island, really?
I don't know. They didn't do anything to me, but I think they checked my mother. Because they let us all go through right away. We didn't have to stay there very long.
Okay. Did your mother have a medical examination? Is that what you mean by checked?
Yeah, I don't know if she did or what they done.
Okay. And so did you... remember, was Ellis Island, the conditions, were they clean, would you say?
Well, there were so many people in there, you couldn't even, just full of people, I don't know what.
Did they make you wait in a big hall at all?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that hall? And you had to wait?
Yeah, but there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah, and how long did you have to wait at Ellis Island?
I don't know how long we were there, must have been there a couple of days.
Did you sleep overnight there?
We stayed somewhere overnight.
In New York?
Yeah.
So, when you stayed overnight, I could tell you if you were at Ellis Island or not, if you could tell me, what do you remember about overnight staying there? Where did you stay? What type of place?
Gosh, I don't even remember what it was, but I know that we were there somewhere overnight. I don't know where it was. But when there's a lot of people, and kids don't care.
You're small.
Yeah.
Okay, so then from there... You went to where?
On the train.
On the train. And do you remember the station you left from?
I don't know.
Okay, do you remember the day you landed at Ellis Island?
No, I don't know what day it was.
Isn't it June? You mentioned
June the 20th, I think.
26th, yeah. Or something. We'll get that later.
20th,
okay.
Yeah.
20th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
1920. Right, okay. So, you were going on the train then to Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And did they give you any food to take with you on the train? Do you remember?
No, we had to buy some. When we got to Chicago, they were selling boxes that had food in there, crackers and salami and stuff.
And how did your mother speak English before coming
here? No.
And no, did your brother?
No.
So how did you buy things?
Well, you just show them what you want. Or you take what they give you.
And was there anything new, any food or anything you'd never seen before?
Well, ice cream for one.
You'd never seen ice cream?
And bananas.
Did you eat bananas?
Yeah, we bought some. And we bought ice cream on the road. We'd never seen ice cream before.
What about bananas? How'd you know how to eat them?
We didn't.
So what happened?
We had to watch what somebody else is doing.
Now, to go back a bit, we were talking about that you left Ellis Island and you were on the train, mm-hmm. and you hadn't seen anything before. You hadn't seen ice cream.
Mm.
You hadn't seen bananas. What about the trip? How was the trip on the train?
Oh, took us about 3 days to come. And they used to go, the conductors used to go around and give you candy. And then they come around and collect the money, and sometimes you didn't have it. So they were just out, I guess.
Well, I mean, how about, this is a recollection of a little girl, actually, but how did you sleep in beds overnight?
Oh, no.
You sat up?
Sat up.
Okay. And
yeah, that train was just full of people when they were coming.
It was crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And were the people that you knew from your town, were they on the same train?
Yeah, they were the same.
Were they sitting with you?
Yeah, close to us.
And you said 3 days. You changed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And did you change anywhere else?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But so, I know we changed in Chicago.
Okay. Now, the people in the same town that came over, were all you arranged... You say that your father sent money, and the other people came from your town,
yeah.
And we've interviewed other people from the same town. How did you all get over here? To go back a little bit, was there anybody who was helping you in your hometown? Was there a priest helping you? Was there someone who was giving you advice?
Yeah, the priest from here helped us.
The priest from here?
Yeah.
Helped you?
Yeah.
Arrange.
He told us what we had to do. He told my mother she had to go to Belgrade to get her passport, and I imagine there was a priest over there that they went to see too.
So, in terms of immigration, the church and the priest played a role.
Mm-hmm.
And did they do anything else? The priest that you know of?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the priest that who helped you?
Well, Father Schiffler here, but I don't know the ones over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, okay, so you're getting on the train. It's coming into Rock Springs. What happened at Rock Springs?
Well, my father was waiting for us. We come at night, and the first thing I saw was this thing where the barbers had this thing running around.
Oh, the barber shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the barber shop.
Yeah, we noticed that the first thing. It was at night when we came.
Mm-hmm. And your father was there to meet you.
Yeah, and he had a house there that we went to.
A house where?
Right there in Rock Springs.
Do you remember the address?
There wasn't even an address down there.
And where was your father a miner? Which of the mines was he working in?
Right there in Rock Springs.
In Rock Springs.
Yeah.
Okay. And where? How did he get you from the train to home?
He had a car when we come.
A car?
Mm-hmm.
What type of car? Do you remember?
Studebaker, an old Studebaker.
An old Studebaker. Okay. And had you ridden in a car? Had you had a ride in a car before?
No.
Oh, so he took you to the Studebaker home.
Yeah.
And all, did you have all your possessions with you, too?
Oh, yeah, what we had, yeah.
And did you remember anything new when you were riding home?
Oh, yes. Well, after we got home, my mother says she thought there was going to be trees. There wasn't a tree in Rock Springs.
What else?
There was nothing but dust. No. And my dad had a phonograph for us. He'd one of those little deals that were the thing on the phonograph. When you turned the phonograph, it was things dancing. My brother and I stayed up all night long playing that phonograph.
Was there anything else he had never seen before?
Well, nothing else that was new. It was just nothing but, well, we went to town, mm-hmm. and there was nothing there except wooden sidewalks and shoe stores that the Slav people run.
Which stores were they? You remember them?
Yeah. Rock Springs Commercial was one of them. Mm-hmm. That was.
And who ran that? Do you remember who ran that?
Somebody by the name of Kershishnik. Uh-huh. They were Slav people. That's where everybody went.
And where else? What else was there?
Nothing. You buy everything there, just about.
Now, what about the house that you went to? Was it a house you went to?
Yeah. It was a house, but it was almost down under the ground.
You mean it was built into the ground?
Well, some of it was. The roof was on top.
And what was the house made of?
Wood.
Wooden house?
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms was the house?
Just three.
Three rooms, mm-hmm. All right. And what rooms were they?
It was a kitchen and one bedroom on one end and one on the other.
Mm-hmm. And what about, was there electricity?
No.
Okay, so what did you use for lighting?
Kerosene stove, I guess, or light.
Kerosene lights, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about heating?
Well, you just had a cook stove.
Mm-hmm. And what about the furniture?
Well, just the bed was in there.
Well, just the bed was in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how far from that house was it to the mine where your father worked?
Oh, he used to walk up there, about maybe 2-3 miles.
Mm-hmm. And was the neighborhood that you lived in, were there other people who spoke the same language?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember learning English for the first time?
Well, the neighbors there, they talked Slav, and it was in the summertime, and we were with those kids. And when we went to school, why, the teacher couldn't understand half of them.
What about the other family? Where did they go in Rock Springs? The other family that was in the same boat and train with you, where did they go?
Oh, they were right there in Rock Springs, too. They just lived a little ways from us.
Did they have children?
Yeah, they had a boy and a girl about our age.
And did you play with them?
Yeah.
And what did you speak then?
Slav.
All right. Now, when you went to school, the teacher couldn't understand you. What mm-hmm. happened?
Well, we just had to listen and learn.
And did you have any problems learning English?
Oh, kind of.
what do you mean, kind of?
Well, you just learn as you went.
Was it rough on you? I mean, was it hard?
Well, I imagine it was. Some of the things was hard. But you had to learn.
And did they ever call you any names or anything for being foreign?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Called us bohunks.
Bohunks? First one I heard.
Yeah, that was one up the road. He always called it. We used to go call for his sister, and he says, "Here comes the bohunks."
Did he ever call you anything else?
No. He just died here not long ago, too, but I'll never forget that.
And what about at school? Were the teachers nice to you?
Well, yeah, they were nice, tried to teach us, but that's all they could do.
Were there other children in the same situation, in the same
class?
Oh,
yeah, there was a lot of different nationalities. I don't think there was maybe 2-3 different languages in there.
Mm-hmm. How far was the school from that house?
Oh, it wasn't very far. Just like a half a mile from.
And you walked to school?
Oh, yeah.
Now, your father picked you up in a Studebaker. Did he own that Studebaker?
Yeah.
So, from the beginning, you always had a car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what color was that Studebaker?
Oh, they were all black that time.
No. There are no colors. All right. So a little bit more about the house. The house had kerosene lamps, and you said it had a stove. What about plumbing? Did it have water
no.
in? No. And you had an outhouse then?
Yeah.
And what about water? Where'd you get your water from?
Had a pump.
You had a pump. Was it in the house or out?
No, outside.
Outside pump. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about in the school? How big was that school that you went to?
Oh, they had 4 grades. Mm-hmm. Had a big wood stove to keep warm.
And how was it arranged for you to learn? Did you have your own desk?
Oh yeah, everybody had their desk.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher would put stuff on the board, and you just have to learn it.
And what did you write with? What type of
pencil?
Pencils, okay. And okay, when did you realize that? When did it start happening? Your English was getting better. Do you remember?
Oh, just little by little, you learned something different.
How about your mom? How did she adjust to it?
Took a long time.
Did she learn English?
Oh yeah. At the end there, she did. After us kids got to learn, you know, when we talked English, why, she picked up a lot.
So at home, you spoke to your parents?
Slav.
Slav. Your parents spoke to each other?
Slav.
Did your father learn English ever?
Oh, a little bit down the mine.
But he could get along?
Oh, yeah.
With Slav. Okay. And did your mother go to work at all?
No.
No, she stayed home.
She stayed home.
Okay. Now, your brother, you said, died.
Mm-hmm.
What did he die of here? Do you remember?
I don't know. He got his leg bumped. I don't know what. They didn't even say just what it was, but he was sick about 3 weeks. And
How long after you got here did that happen?
About 2 years after.
Mm-hmm. And how did your mother react to that death?
Oh, she felt bad. She walked from the hospital that day when he died, and of course that priest was up there, and my father was working yet that day. But
did your mother have any other children after she came here?
Yeah, I have 2 sisters.
2 sisters, and what are their names?
Jenny Bardo and Frances Williams.
Uh-huh. And
they were both born here.
They're born here. How much younger are they than you?
One's about 15 and one's 20 years younger.
15 or 20 years younger. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your mother? What was your mother's attitude about Rock Springs in the United States when she first came here?
She didn't like it.
Did she ever say why she didn't like it?
Well, it was altogether different. She just didn't like it.
And,
but nothing you could do when the men worked there. Why, that's where you have to stay.
Did she complain about anything that tangible? Like, did she?
Oh, she just didn't like all that dirt and everything.
And did she ever say she ever wanted to go back?
No. Because they didn't intend to go back.
Mm-hmm. How about your father? Did he ever mention that he wanted to go back?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, now what about religious life here? Were you still religious when you came here?
Oh yeah, we went to church.
And where was the church?
Right there in Rock Springs.
What was the name of the church that you went to?
It's the church that's there now. St. Cyril and Methodius Church.
Mm-hmm. And was that a church of Slovenians?
Yeah.
So what was the language of the worship that you had?
Well, he spoke Slav and English both.
Mm-hmm. And what about your religious life here? You said that you went every week when you were home in the old country. How often did you go to church here?
Oh, we went every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you continue to have grace before meals?
No.
No.
Not over here.
You didn't keep up grace here.
Mm-mm.
How about evening prayers? Did you have those?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. How long did you stay? Now, who was more religious, your mother or your father?
My mother was.
Your mother. Did your father go to church at all?
No, not much. This Father Schiffler says, I know you're not going to go to church, but send the kids. The men that time didn't go to church here.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for fun? Was there any place like a hall he went to or a bar or something? Or what did he do?
Oh, no, that we all went together when
You stayed as a family in terms of... What did you do for entertainment then here in Rock Springs?
Well, just went to visit, and that's about all.
You went visiting other families. Mm-hmm. And were other families of the same ethnic background?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go to any dances?
Oh, yeah. They had dances in the Slovensky Dome. They had dances on Saturday nights.
And the children went too?
Oh, yeah. Everybody took their kids with them that time, wherever they went.
And what other things did the Dome have? Activities? What other things?
Just sold drinks downstairs and food upstairs.
And was that, do you remember that as being fun as a child?
Well, I guess it was. We got something different.
Now, how long did you stay in this house that you first came to?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years.
And where did you move from there then?
Well, my dad built a bigger house, bought a bigger house.
Did he build it himself or
no,
did he buy it?
No, he moved it in from another place that the mines closed up. And he moved that house in.
He moved the house?
Mm-hmm.
And where did he move it from, where to where?
About 2 miles down the road, and he moved it, cut two pieces, 2 rooms at a time. 2 rooms in one time and 2 in another and then 1 in another. Put it all back together. Set it in one place and then the big flood come and about 2 years after he had to move it again right across the road.
No, wait, how did he move it though? I mean, you said
Yeah, they cut it up. They had big timber. They had a way of moving things.
Oh, so they moved the whole house. And what was the address of that house then?
Same thing, Clark Street.
Clark Street?
Yeah.
1217
Clark Street.
1217 Clark Street. Mm-hmm. And how long did you live in that house?
Well, I lived there until I got married in 31.
In 1931 you got married, all right? Yeah, is it still there, that house?
Yeah, my sister lives in there.
Oh, your sister still lives in that house, okay.
Yeah.
And now that house, the new one that you had, you said the flood came through.
Down the creek, yeah, there was a creek down there where... Well, they've got a lot of it filled up now. But there was big water that come in and they made everybody move out of there.
And so he had to move the house again?
Yeah.
Were you moved into the house already?
Yeah.
So he got the whole house ready and he had to move it again?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Had to cut it up again and move it right across the street.
Who helped him?
Oh, those guys all pitch in together. They helped each other.
And so who was those guys? Like, what friends? Remember
some
the
of the
names?
Friends, I don't know, some of the friends that he worked with.
Mm-hmm. Now, this new house, how big was it?
5 rooms.
5 rooms. And five rooms meant which rooms then?
2 bedrooms, dining room, living room, and big kitchen.
Now, when you think back to your life in the old country and here, you used to eat meals. How did you eat them in the old country? Did you eat them together?
Oh, yeah.
How many meals did you eat together?
Well, not too many. Just whenever they had, like my mother worked, and we'd stay with the grandparents. Mm-hmm. Usually eat a big meal in the evening.
And did you do the same thing here in the United States?
Oh, we had regular meals over here.
Mm-hmm. How many meals a day did you have together?
Well, when my dad worked in a mine, we had a big meal when he come home.
Mm-hmm. And did you continue to eat foods, traditional foods, from the old country here?
Oh, yeah.
So
my mother cooked all the same, tried to cook all the same kind of food. Because over here you could buy stuff, over there you didn't.
Mm-hmm. And now tell me how your family adjusted. You said your mother never liked it very much.
Oh, she got used to it later on, but she sure didn't like it at first.
Mm-hmm. And how did your father react to that?
Well, didn't make any difference to him. I guess he had a job and he had to stay.
And did he like it here?
Well, he worked here, so...
What about the conditions in the mine? Were there accidents in that mine?
Oh, yeah.
Was your father ever involved in an accident?
Yeah, he was about twice. Remember, one time he had his leg broke, and he had one before we come over.
And what happened in the one before he came over?
Oh, he was hurt. I don't know how bad. But
who took care of him when he was hurt? Did he belong to a union?
Yeah. He was in a hospital.
And did he ever consider not being a miner after those?
That's what he was doing, and that's what they'd done and stayed with it.
Did he ever consider going back home after an accident?
Mm-mm. No, he never mentioned. Well, I guess there was nothing back home, so.
What about other people who were in accidents? Any of them ever return that you knew? Were the people that you knew returned back home?
Yes. Yeah, there were some people that we knew over there that were here, and their son got killed in a mine, so they went back there.
And they went back to your hometown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there many of those people?
There was quite a few people that went back. They made some money here, and they went back. But they couldn't come back because they didn't have their citizenship paper or something. So they weren't able to come back. But
so they came for a certain amount of time, yeah. Made money, yeah. Saved it, and then went back.
Yeah.
And then could never come back again.
No.
So when your parents came, do you think that they thought that they would stay here permanently, or did they think of doing that?
I don't think so. They never talked about it.
Talked about what?
About going back.
Okay. All right. We talked about the fact that your father and your uncle came on the same passport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, you mentioned that your father had a passport.
Yeah, just what I heard him talking about it after they got over here. Because
mm-hmm.
My uncle, he got a woman to come over and got married after. My dad had his family over here already.
Why would your uncle want to use your father's passport?
Because he had to go to the army if he didn't. He couldn't get a passport of his own.
Mm-hmm. And so he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
So he used your father's passport and got through, and then what did he do?
Send it back to my father. Then my father came over on it.
Now, were they never caught on this?
No.
Were they ever frightened of being caught?
Freedom or anything. They didn't think about it.
So when your father came...
They didn't think about it.
So when your father came...
What happened in Trieste?
Yeah, so when your father... When they looked at your father's passport, and it was already stamped once, what did they say?
Well, they wanted to know why it was already stamped, and my father said, my wife got sick and I had to come home. Then he went back. So.
Did your father or your uncle ever go back home after?
No, neither one.
Your uncle never did?
Mm-mm.
So there was no chance of catching them again?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Let me think of something else I asked you. Is that why did your family, your father, come over here originally? What was the big push?
Well, everybody thought there was a lot of money here.
And
they heard of people making a lot of money here, so this priest, he got a lot of them over.
And why was the priest doing it? Why was the priest helping you?
Well, he knew everybody, and everybody would just go to the priest to get help from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying, do you think that your father was recruited in any way? Do you think that there was recruitment as such?
Oh.
Or was it just voluntary in terms of...
Just voluntary, yeah.
Okay.
He just knew he was going to make money over here, so...
And a better living.
Yeah.
Now, briefly tell me how you met your husband and what happened. You said you married in 1931.
Yeah.
And you lived at this address on Clark Street.
Yeah.
Until 1931.
Yeah.
How'd you meet your husband?
Well, he was working in a meat market right there.
Right where?
Right around the corner.
From Clark Street?
Yeah.
Now, had you gone through school then?
I only went to the 8th grade here.
The 8th grade, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what were you doing after the 8th grade?
Nothing, I just stayed home.
You stayed home. And so you went to the meat, you met your husband how?
Yeah.
How did you meet him there?
Well, just used to go over there and buy meat. And I met him there.
And so what happened? Like how did he get from giving you meat to taking you out?
Well, we just started dating. And
how long did you date?
Oh, couple of years.
And where, when you said you, where would you go on dates? Like, what did you do?
Show. That's all he ever wanted to do is go to the show. Movies.
And did you like doing that?
Well, that was something different, yeah. That's about all they ever done.
What about the dances? Did you go to those dances?
No, he didn't go to the dances. He just liked to go cowboy movies.
What about, your father was, I mean, your husband was how old then when you met him?
23.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did his father do?
Well, they had a meat market. They all had meat markets.
Mm-hmm. And was he born, your husband, in this country?
Or no, he came over.
Where did he come from?
Croatia.
Croatia. Do you remember the town he came from?
Merkapo.
Could you spell that? Do you know how to spell that?
Oh.
M-E-R.
Merkapal.
Okay. We can get that afterwards, too.
Yeah, it's right on there.
Okay. So what did you speak to your husband when you dated him?
Oh, we spoke English by then.
Well, here's, oh, here, hold on. Here's the spelling. Merkopal, Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, good. Thanks. And so you spoke English with each other?
Oh, yeah. We could speak English by then.
What did he speak at home to his parents?
He spoke in Croatian.
In Croatian. Did he speak the same Slav as you did?
No.
Ever? No. Okay. Now, you dated for a couple years, mm-hmm. went to a lot of cowboy movies.
Yep.
all right. And so, where did you get married?
In Rock Springs.
At which church?
Same church, St. Cyril and Methodius Church.
And who married you? What priest?
Father Kennedy.
Father Kennedy married mm-hmm. you. And was that the church that your husband's family went to?
Yeah. They all went to that same church.
And so what happened when you married? Where did you live when you got married?
Well, we lived with my parents for a little while. Then my dad gave us a lot and we built our own home.
And where was that lot?
On Clark Street.
On Clark Street. And so then you had children. Did mm-hmm. you have children? I should say, do you have children? Except yeah. I'm sitting here with your children.
Yeah,
so.
One, two.
Yeah. How yeah. many children did you have?
Six.
Six children. Could you name them in the order, the oldest to the youngest?
Sylvia's the oldest. We lost one. Sylvia's, then George, then Janice.
Mm-hmm. What did you speak to your children? What language?
Oh, English.
You spoke English. Did they learn Slav at all?
No.
How about your mother and father? Did they?
Well, Sylvia spoke Slav while we lived over there with them for a while, and then after we moved, she forgot it.
So how did your parents speak to your children? How did your mom and dad speak to your children?
Well, part English, part Slav.
And what about your father, your husband's father and mother? What did they speak?
Well, they spoke in Croatian.
And did they speak Croatian to...
What they knew in English, the father spoke English because he was here a long time before, mm-hmm. but the mother didn't speak much.
Let's get back to the role of Father Schiffler. Was that his name, Schiffler?
Yeah.
What did Father Schiffler's role in your life? What role did he play? How important was he?
Well, he was important. He's the one that got us all the papers to come over here.
Mm-hmm. And where was he then?
He was in Rock Springs.
And why didn't he marry you?
Because he was gone by then.
Oh, he was gone by then, okay.
Yeah.
And so he was, until what years was he parish priest here?
Until about 30.
1930. So you just missed him.
Yeah.
I see, okay. And then after him came Father Kennedy?
Yeah.
What did Father Schiffler do during the time that he was here?
Oh, he was just a priest there.
He was a priest. And he mm-hmm. married?
Oh, everybody.
And he also helped arrange these things,
yeah.
you said. All right. After he retired, where did he go? Do you know?
I think it was with Wisconsin, mm-hmm. where they all retired, all the priests retired.
Okay. Now, did any family tragedy occur in your lifetime since you came from the old country? Was there a tragedy?
Well, just my brother that died.
Your brother died. Mm-hmm. Okay. But your father then, after he broke his leg in the mine, had no other.
No. Mm-hmm.
Did he stay a miner his whole life, your father?
Yeah.
What about your husband? What did he do for a living then?
He was a meat cutter and butcher all the time.
And what else did he do? Anything else? Mostly meat, the butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm trying to think. Now, when you look back on your life now, you've lived in two countries.
Yeah.
You've come a long way. What do you think about your parents' original decision to come here to the United States?
Well, just to live better, I guess. That's about all.
Was it a good decision?
Well, I guess it was, because they didn't have anything over there.
Mm-hmm. And you said you've been back in our mm-hmm. other conversations. How many times have you been back to the old country?
I was there 3 times.
And how did it change from when you remember?
Well, the first time when we were there in 62, it wasn't much change. But then the last 2 times, they got electricity and they got everything that's modern now.
And when you see your cousins...
They got telephones now. The first time we were there, they only had a telephone in a post office. That's the only place. But now they've got everything just like we do. Probably even more.
Did you ever think of going back to live?
Oh, no, I don't want to go back to live, no.
When you went back there these times, and you met your cousins or people, mm-hmm. your relatives, was their standard of living the same as yours here?
Oh, they've got a lot of stuff over there now. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, if you're going to identify yourself as a nationality, how do you identify yourself? Do you think of yourself as American?
Oh, yeah, now, yeah, you do.
Do you think of yourself as two nationalities?
Well, not the other. You just forget that.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to give young people today advice of any sort, you've lived a long time now, and you've seen a lot. What would you say? All right, we were talking, and I said that since you've lived a long life now, what would you give as advice to young people in terms of a life perspective, what you've learned?
Well, stay with the job and do what you like to do. Mm-hmm. But they don't believe you that. They just want to do what they want to do, I guess.
And do you think that by working hard that you can attain what you want?
Oh, I guess you can, yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Ellis Island Project. And we'll have to get these names afterwards. We'll send you a copy of this for your family records. And this is Kate Moore signing off in Farson, Wyoming on July 3rd, 1994 for the Ellis Island Oral History Project.